My name is Alison Fowler and I was a Dendron project manager for the project aimed at improving patient access to Dendron research in a trust not currently working with Dendron. The trust we worked with was Barking, Havering and Redbridge NHS Trust in Essex. We used elements of the NHS Institute's change model to deliver our successful project, and I thought it would be helpful to describe how we applied some of those elements. There are 8 elements in the change model, which when used together create the best chance for delivering the greatest benefit and impact. 4 of the elements are creating a shared purpose, engagement to mobilise, system drivers and visible leadership for change. From the start, there was a shared purpose between Dendron, BHR executive team and Barking frontline clinicians in neurology and medical education. We were all passionate and committed to making more research accessible to patients. That was our common thread. Prior to mobilising a change, we engaged with clinicians, nurses, outpatient staff, secretaries and patients. We carefully planned to make sure that the changes were well sequenced, occurred at the right place in the organisation, and those affected were fully engaged from the start. System drivers were needed for our change to both work as we wanted it to, and also to be embedded for the future. Our system drivers included the Prime Minister's Challenge on Dementia, the MAGDR report, promoting a culture of research, and the National Dementia Strategy. The 4th element is visible leadership for change. The managers and clinical leaders at Barking were role models in leading increased research through their behaviour and passion for being a high-performing research hospital. Without a doubt, this leadership escalated the scale and pace of improvements from just the neurology department to every department across the hospital. The other elements of the change model that we used to implement and rapidly spread our successful changes were measurements and the incorporation of various improvement methodologies such as Plan, Do, Study, Act. Changes have happened by clinicians and staff exploiting their innovation ideas and using local technology. This in turn has rapidly increased patients having access to research across Barking, Havering and Redbridge hospitals, and the staff should be very proud of their achievements.